Suspected rebel gunmen assassinated a well-known supporter of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Lebanon on Wednesday, the latest sign that Syria's civil war is spreading to its smaller neighbor. It was the first assassination of a pro-Assad figure in Lebanon since Syria's conflict started more than 2 years ago. Meanwhile, the United Nations has appealed for more humanitarian aid for Syrian refugees. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, addressed the UN Security Council about the tragedy of those fleeing the conflict.
There are now nearly 1.8 million Syrian refugees known to UNHCR in the region. Two-thirds of them have fled Syria since the beginning of this year, an average of over 6,000 people a day. We have not seen a refugee outflow escalate at such a frightening rate since the Rwandan genocide almost 20 years ago. This crisis has been going on for much longer than anyone had feared, with unbearable humanitarian consequences. The people of Syria continue to suffer tremendously, a suffering that is now further aggravated by the hot summer temperatures and particularly distressing during these holy months of Ramadan. Syria's neighbors have allowed huge numbers of refugees to find safety on their soil, saving hundreds of thousands of lives. But their generosity comes at an increasingly heavy price.